Hey, everybody, in this Flash Sister episode on The Charlie Kirk Show, we have James O'Keefe from Project Veritas, author of American Muckraker, and also Jody O'Malley, who is the federal whistleblower from HHS. That's Jody O'Malley, who blew the whistle on HHS and what they are doing with the vaccine and so much more. This is a sister episode with the other episode we just posted about the HHS whistleblower. So listen to them in part if you can. And this extra episode is brought to you by all of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support. The legacy corporate media is afraid to talk about this issue. I want to thank Mark from Beverly Hills, California for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Alexander from Wilmington, Delaware. Thank you. Christine from Georgia. Thank you. Pamela from Grants Pass, Oregon. Thank you. Laura from Pendleton, South Carolina. Thank you. Richard from Texas, thank you. Diana from Orangevale, California, thank you. Christine from Victorville, California, thank you. Pamela from Vancouver, Washington, thank you. Ilana from Tenafly, New Jersey, and so many other supporters. If you want to be part of the movement and get engaged in the fight, it's charliekirk.com/support. Get involved, everybody. And this Flash episode is made possible by you because corporate media does not want us to talk about these issues. They want us to actually ignore them, but you make it possible at charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, start a high school chapter, start a college chapter, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. The whistleblower is here herself. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this very important and special episode of The Charlie Kirk Show. With us is a good friend of mine who continues to outdo himself, Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. James, welcome back to The Charlie Kirk Show. And you have someone very special with you today.
That's right. Jody, a federal employee whistleblower from Health and Human Services, we released a story yesterday. It's blown up. It's one of the most watched videos in Project Veritas history. Yay. And it shows people in their own words. Jody came to us as a insider and proceeded to record conversations with her colleagues. And I'll let you say a few words about what you exposed.
Well, you know, these types of stories have been going on for a long time. And I think people have gotten complacent about it and just think that it's just what is the world we live in today, if you will. And I reached out to Project Veritas back in July and wanted to tell them everything I know, but I didn't really have a clear example. It was just like all of it. But then after this happened to my coworker and she was refused ivermectin treatment that she had wanted 2 weeks after taking the vaccine is when I started recording.
So I want to talk about that, but I just want to remind our listeners, because they might not have listened to our sister episode, I encourage them to, where I did a whole hour on really what was revealed. And so for me personally, some of the most dramatic footage that you were able to capture was Dr. Maria Gonzalez, who's an ER doctor from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, says all of this is BS. Now, a patient probably has myocarditis due to the vaccine, but now the government are not going to blame the vaccine. Can you help build that out about how you were seeing people with adverse events to the vaccine? And no one actually wanted to blame the vaccine.
Correct. There was also footage in there with a nurse who had said they're just trying to kill people.
Yeah, Joe, that's Deanna Paris. Yeah.
So when I came in for shift that night, she had that patient. She gave me report on that patient. So I was just there when all the lab values started resulting. And then I took that information to Dr. McGee, who was saying, oh, well, he had COVID last year and he's double vaccinated. So this is weird. I wonder what's going on. You see what I'm saying? So at that point in time is when Gonzalez got up and said what she had said, you know, that this vaccine is bullshit. And then that conversation ensued.
So I want to ask you another question, which is one of the other telling kind of parts of the video is where someone at a desk seems to be someone who's kind of in charge of paperwork for the hospital. At least that's how I kind of viewed it, said that, look, filling out VAERS takes 30 minutes and we're not even doing that. Can you talk about that, about how cumbersome VAERS is, the vaccine adverse event reporting system, and how we are likely vastly underreporting these adverse events?
Absolutely underreporting. In 2010, Harvard came out with a study that showed only 1 to 10% of adverse reactions were reported. Well, I'll tell you now that it's probably less than 1% with the mass rollout of the vaccine. First of all, you have to critically think and associate the two. And you have so many people that feel like this vaccine is, the better than sliced bread. You know what I mean? So they're not even looking and critically thinking through that. And then if you are and you do see it, you don't have the time to do it. It takes 30 minutes to do that. And it's a lot of documents, a lot of paperwork that you got to pull into that system. So that, yes, absolutely. It's vastly underreported.
And so talk a little bit about how you decided to do this, to blow the whistle and to wear an undercover camera in a government hospital. It's rather extraordinary. And I just want to make sure I plug Project Veritas, projectveritas.com, if anyone wants to support you and kind of give you protection, because we're going to get into that, because you're going to need it, because you know they're going to come back with a vengeance against anyone that dares expose them. Talk about this. So you contact the Project Veritas and wore a camera and started to uncover this.
Actually, I didn't wear a camera. This was all done with my Android phone.
Oh, wow.
5-year-old Android phone in my pocket. And all of this information was taken over a course of 3 shifts. So remember how I said I reached out to them in July and I was like, I don't know what story to tell, like all of it. It all started with the pharmacist. I put my camera up when I pulled her into my office and asked for her explanation on why she refused the treatment that the patient was requesting.
So, James, I want to ask you, number one, talk about the kind of resources you're providing to Jody to be able to support her. Because to give whistleblowers protection is something that Congress should be doing, but they're not going to do that, of course, in this sense and many other senses. And talk about how we need more people to stand up like this. We need a courageous revolution.
Well, I think, Charlie, I mean, you know, some women are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them. No one's ever done this before. I mean, she's a federal employee who wore a little hidden camera and effectively exposed what the emergency room doctor was saying. And this is not pretend. This is not fake. People say it's doctored video. I make claims. I didn't make any claims. She reported what people were saying. So I think a lot of people right now are on the fence. We have, I don't know, tens of thousands of messages from people who are, you know, in her situation and all parts of society, but they're afraid of what might happen to them if they do this. So Jody took what I view as a leap of faith. She didn't know where she was going to land. She didn't, you know, one of the most powerful parts of the piece that we put out yesterday was I asked Jody, are you afraid? And she said, I put my faith in God, not man. And I thought that was very powerful. And I think people do need to take a leap of faith. And I think we're on the verge of something massive. You talk about a revolution. I think that they're pushing people so far to their limits. And when people are pushed up against the wall like this, I think you're going to see a lot of, this is America. I mean, you're going to see a lot of people that are fed up. And they're more willing to lose their job, right? I never saw this before. As long as I've known you, Charlie, I've known you for 9 years. I've never seen people put so much faith and confidence in the truth that they're willing to sacrifice their career and their job for the public's right to know something. So Jody was just the first. And you'll see another one tomorrow. And then you'll see another one after that. We have a whole series. It just gets successfully more successful. It's amazing. And it's all because of what I would view as what you said to me, which is your leap of faith. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what's going to happen. Now, Charlie, we raised, Jody, I don't know, $250,000 on GiveSendGo, which is the alternative to GoFundMe. And people are just supporting her. And this is what it's about. It's about patriots coalescing and supporting each other so we can continue to tell these stories. I think a lot of people are going to come out now because of what Jody did.
And I love it, especially around something that is so incredibly important as forced vaccinations and the medical industrial complex. There was another part of the video that I want you to talk about where I might not be remembering this correctly, Jody, but you said that one of your peers wanted to get a religious exemption for the vaccine, but she didn't. Can you talk about that part of the video?
Well, yes. So we worked alongside each other in the intensive care unit, which was pretty much a COVID unit the entire pandemic. The vaccine was offered to us federal employees back in December. Throughout this entire time, she did not want to take it. She is Native, and it goes against her Native beliefs in order to, you know, to take the vaccine. She had just come back from leave, and along with two other employees were coerced to take it. It was like, come on, take it. And when they realized they were taking it, it was like, yay, good job. Yes. You know, and then 2 weeks later, she comes in with a positive COVID, and 4 days later, she's intubated. You know, I mean, we've been seeing this way too much. And I know so many medical people that are seeing these cases can identify with it. At first, it was like, oh, you got COVID 2 weeks after. I guess you waited too long to get it. But there's just way too many people coming in with a positive COVID result and suffering greatly because of it.
Now, I hope she survived. His intubation is a serious. She did not.
Oh, so she did not. She passed away later.
So she, as a fully vaccinated nurse, passed away.
She was not what they deemed fully vaccinated. She received her vaccine. 2 weeks later, she's in the hospital when she was due for her second one. Came down with her body just went crazy. You know, inflamed everywhere. And no, she did not make it. So she would be considered a vaccine injury.
Well, I would imagine so. And so we focused a lot on this topic on our show for a lot of different reasons. I'm personally not going to get vaccinated. My wife's not going to get vaccinated for a variety of different reasons. I don't need to over-explain it to people. It's my own medical decision. I can do what I want. But the tyranny and the social pressure and the conformity around this issue is unlike anything I've ever experienced before. I am told by reporters and journalists, James, you know all these people, that there's no adverse events to the vaccine, that there's no myocarditis, there's none of this stuff. You're saying that in one hospital, you saw dozens of people coming in with adverse reactions. Just that one thing you're telling me shows that we are living under a massive cover-up. Is that basically what you're saying?
What if I told you that that this, it just gets worse. That what if I told you that we have people inside pharmaceutical companies? What if I told you we have people inside the FDA? What if I told you that those were the next things to be released from Project Veritas? You are correct. There is a huge difference between reality, the world as it is, and the world as it is presented in the media. And I mean, yesterday, Instagram pulled down our video. This was like a 60 Minutes production. I didn't make any claims. I interviewed a whistleblower, a federal employee. I interviewed doctors making comments, statements into a camera. These statements occurred. By the way, Charlie, the hospital is investigating. The hospital is investigating these incidents. So the hospital did not deny that these things occurred. That's the most extraordinary thing from this whole release. The hospital effectively admitted that what Jody exposed is true. Yet Instagram is taking down the video, Facebook taking down the video, even freezing people's accounts for 24 hours if they post this video. Now, extraordinarily, YouTube has not taken down the video. It has something like 3 million views. We're trending on Twitter right now, even though I'm banned on Twitter. Project Veritas is banned on Twitter. It's actually an extraordinary series of events that we keep trending everywhere, even though we're banned everywhere. So that's good news. That's some optimism for your audience, because everyone's complaining about the censorship. And my response to that, Charlie, is that the censorship is not working. And when you try to pull out a man's tongue, it just increases the morality of the story.
Yes.
And I think people are so upset with what they see is real and what they see is presented in the media. So it's just a matter of exposing it. But you're right. This issue is probably as contentious as abortion or guns in this country at this point. There is a religion almost. It's a faith issue with people. The vaccine is a religion. So when you question that, when you expose facts that run contrary to that, well, it pisses people off. But as George Orwell said, freedom is the freedom to say that 2 + 2 = 4. All else follows. And it is the case that there are serious issues, not from my account or even from Jody's account, but from people in the government and at pharmaceutical companies. And that's what we are exposing in this series. Stay tuned.
Well, and I have to say, James, you are continuing the legacy of Andrew Breitbart beautifully, because he would be smiling because he always did the slow drip. He never released everything at once. He allowed a narrative to build. And also, James, you guys got to get a Rumble page, rumble.com, because it's a great competitor to YouTube. They have 33 million active users on monthly. I just looked up. Maybe you guys have a page. Maybe you're not. Maybe I couldn't find it. But we get a lot of views and a lot of traffic there, and they will not take your videos down. So
we love Rumble. We have Gitter. We have all the things. We have every single platform. And of course, one of the most inspiring things, Charlie, is that people on Instagram are re-uploading video to Instagram off of Telegram.
Yes.
After we were banned. And so, yes, we have all those pages, and content is king, as we say. You know, if the story is strong enough, people will share it.
Distribution by proxy. So I want to ask this question kind of just for both of you, which is this idea of courage. And you're both very courageous. People ask me all the time, Charlie, how do I get courageous? That's a weird question, quite honestly, because it's something that you either make a decision to have it or not. But I'm going to ask it anyway, because a lot of people right now are watching this and they are seeing massive injustices and they're wondering if they should become a whistleblower. They're wondering if they should speak out. So, Jody, I'm going to ask you this question, which is, you know, you say that you put your faith in God and not man, but talk about how what really led you to that final leap of faith to really act boldly and courageously.
Listening to that little whisper. I've listened to it so much in my life. Throughout my life, it's guided me to where I am now. And I can literally look up at God and laugh and be like, haha, oh, I see where you're going with this. I see what you've done with me. Like, I'm one of those Christians that I have such an immense relationship with God, a personal one, not really a religious, like I go to church every weekend kind of Christian, but my relationship with God is very strong. And through that, like, I just listen to that little whisper and I follow it, you know, and I just constantly ask him to use me. I don't pray for particular things, even though I know you can. I'm just constantly asking to stay in his will and to use me however he wants, because I know what a ride it is. You know, it's amazing feeling when you have that relationship with him.
So, James, you deal in the business of courage. Talk about this.
Well, I'm writing a book. I've written a book, Charlie, the third book. It's called American Muckraker. And I spent a few months meditating about these themes: perseverance, courage, and faith, and I think suffering. The first chapter of this book, which we'll announce in the next week or so, It's called American Muckraker. It's on sale at Amazon. And I wrote, and I just have a passage here from the preface of this book, which is titled Suffering, because all these people, I mean, even to a certain extent, I think I've been, you know, incarcerated and falsely accused. I think there's an element of struggle and suffering and sacrifice and perseverance involved in this. But, you know, what I view it as, and this is this book, American Muckraker, is do you have the will to win? Do you have the will to be effective? Because to be effective is to be hated and to be attacked. But all of the people that we are raised to be liked by, all of the institutions in society that can heap praise upon you will hate you and poison vitriol at you and defame you. Mm-hmm. And most of these institutions have become so corrupted. So I think there is a low point or a nadir in all of our lives, and certainly in my own life when I've done this, when I've had to effectively make a decision about eliminating that fear. And for me, it was probably recently, I would say in the last, I don't know, year or two, when you effectively started, this is, I have no other way of saying this, but effectively live like you're dying.
Right.
Or to put another way, live like you have no fear of death, because you are so scorned and so hated that you do put your faith in God. And a lot of people ask me, which is a very tough question to answer. It puts you in a weird predicament. Do you fear for your life? Right. And that would be my answer. There are some things more important than praise by people who buy ink by the barrel. And this is a quote from Ernest Hemingway. You know, he could be anything, he thought, because nothing can hurt him if he did not care. You just stop caring so much about what all, New York Times, Twitter, Jack Dorsey, Instagram, you stop caring. Mm-hmm. And you care about things that matter more. And that's what I see happening in the hearts and souls of these whistleblowers. I see people who have a heart of a lion, that they will do anything for the public's right to know. They have taken a leap of faith. And at this point is when you're truly free, Charlie. When you have reached this, when you've crossed the Rubicon, well, then you're free to be effective. Mm-hmm. Because the only one that can stop you is yourself.
Yeah.
The Project Veritas will, let me be clear with your audience. Project Veritas will never be defeated from the outside. Not the FBI, not the New York Times, not Jack Dorsey shadow deleting things. It's probably really funny. If I wish I was in the room watching them try to delete this. The only thing that can defeat Project Veritas is ourselves. Mm-hmm. People say, what are you scared of? I say, or say rather, what are you threatened by? I say, nothing.
Right.
The only thing that can stop the people of this country from exposing what's going on is the people of this country not doing it.
Amen.
Yeah.
So the last thing I'll ask both of you, Jody and James, which is, what do you anticipate their next move to be? Their count? I mean, are they going to try to come after you guys? You know, there are whistleblower protections and all this, but talk about that cost, because you know that exposing this corruption, they're not going to just sit idly by.
Well, they're screwed, because Project Veritas is, I mean, there is nothing that can stop us. I just said, there's nothing they can do. If they take now, our next video is so incendiary that if I actually told you what was coming, Charlie, I would evoke an audible gasp out of you. It is that bad. It is bad.
I can't
wait. So there's nothing they can do. What are they going to do? Ban me? Okay, well, that's just going to make more people download it from Telegram and upload it. There's nothing they can do. You're raising $250,000. Not that you did this for that purpose.
Right.
But it's going to inspire a lot more people to come out, because they know, like Andrew Breitbart, my mentor said, if you run towards the fire, you inspire other people that they too can do it too. So all I have to say is thank you, Mark Zuckerberg. I appreciate it. I appreciate the alley-oop. I appreciate you playing into my strategy. I preempted you and announced that you were going to take it down, and you did exactly what I asked you to do. So thank you very much. We've grown how many hundreds of thousands of emails, Eric. Now we have, like a million new email addresses, which is a very hard thing to accumulate in 48 hours. So it's going to be beautiful. I don't know. What do you think, Jody?
I mean, you know, what can they do? All I did was show the truth. I didn't diagnose anybody. I didn't make anything up. All I did was record what was happening. So, you know, bring it. I mean, like James said, like, I'm not scared. I stopped caring about what people thought when I was 16 years old and, you know, had my son, you know what I mean? Got pregnant. And I'm the little young one, you know, having this little baby walking around. I stopped caring then, you know. And like I said before, you know, it got to a point, and when I discussed this with my children, because my two children are older, my daughter's married and I have a grandchild. My oldest son, he's on his own as well. And I got an 11-year-old at home. And I said to them, you've been hearing me talk about this for the last, you know, almost 2 years, right? And my family has always remained intact, which, thank God, what a blessing of discernment he gave over us, because we not only had peace, but we hung out and saw each other more than ever before. And I told my children, I said, I need to be able to sleep at night. I need to be able to wake up in the morning, yes, and look at myself. And they're like, yeah, I mean, they were my biggest supporters to come forward. You know, they had no fear at all. All three of them, my whole family was like, go do it, do it, do it. You know, get that message out. The peace that you gave to us and the people that you touched through Facebook and your patients, you helped a lot. But now it's time for you to go out and spread the word.
Well, I'm inspired by this. So, everybody, projectveritas.com. Did I get that right, James? Is that the right website?
Project veritas.com.
Which means true.
Sign up on our Telegram. Veritas tips at protonmail.com. That's if you want to send us a tip when you're in Jody's position. Mm-hmm. We have people manning a call center, manning our tip lines. And stay tuned, because tomorrow we have the next installment.
Well, James will be here. If you guys want to come back with that whistleblower and continue the series, our audience is loving this. Our numbers are going up because we've been unafraid to talk about this. And a lot of it, I want to thank you both, has been on gut and speculation and hearsay. This is real evidence. And you guys have done a great job.
If you want to learn more about this idea of suffering and perseverance and courage, the book is American Muckraker. It's on sale on Amazon, and all proceeds go to Project Veritas. American Muckraker.
Everyone, check it out. We're going to go buy a bunch at Turning Point and give them to our students. Thank you, guys. God bless you guys. And James, I hope to talk to you soon with part two.
We'll talk.
All right. Thanks, guys.
God bless you.
Talk to you soon. Thank you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, you can do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.